for this day, for the love that you wash over me. Mother God, blessed be. Oh, Mother God, flowing through our hearts, we give thanks for the bread of our lives, for the hands in the earth and the fruit of your womb. Oh, Mother God, blessed be. Oh, Mother God, blessed be.
Sing it again, sing it again.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to those of you who are joining us in the sanctuary and those of you who are joining us online this morning. There's lots of information in your bulletin for those who are here. I want to invite those of you who are joining in line and who are local to come join us for some of the activities that we have going on. First of all, this afternoon at 1:30, Dr. Larry Caldwell will be facilitating a workshop titled How Acupuncture Can Improve Your Health. And that will be upstairs in the Fillmore Room. I do invite you to sign up in the garden court so we can have an idea of how many people might be coming back for that so we could set up the space appropriately. The Unitine Coffee and Tea Sale is today in the Fellowship Hall or Friendship Hall. Thank you to everyone who participated in the outreach drive for backpacks and school supplies for PRISM. It's looking wonderful out there. There are lots of things showing up, and it's not too late. If you forgot to bring yours with you this morning, drop it by tomorrow. I think we're going to deliver them probably Tuesday afternoon or Wednesday, so there's time to still drop them off here. If you missed the distribution of the booklet for this series that we handed out last week, there are a few of them still available. The book is called Empowering Prayers for Everyday Life, and the ushers have a few. They're this little booklet. Elsewhere in your bulletin, you will also notice that our fall series this year will be based on the book The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer. And we are looking for individuals to facilitate the small groups and also individuals to host small groups in their homes. So if that's something that would interest you, there are forms to fill out in the garden court. The men's group will meet this week on Tuesday. And there are many other opportunities. So be sure to check out the flyers on the tables in the garden court, to look at your bulletin, to look online. Sign up to come bowling with us later in the month or for many of the upcoming workshops and classes. If you brought your cell phone or electronic device in with you this morning, this would be a really good time to take it out and put it on silence. And while you have it out, if you would be so inclined to go check in on Facebook, let your friends know that you are here and celebrate sharing this community and by inviting them to come join you in this experience. As I already said, there are many more opportunities to become involved, to make a difference. If you don't see what you're looking for in the bulletin, be sure to give us a call during the week so that we can support you truly in participating at the level that's calling to your soul. And speaking of calling to our soul, let's join together in prayer. Sweet Spirit, we are so grateful for this day, for this community. We join together heart to heart and say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Amen. Let's celebrate this wonderful day. Yay. And we celebrate with our friends who may be up north or at their cabins and not here this morning. We know that they are with us in spirit. And we include them as we join together in our affirmations that are printed in your bulletin. We begin with our mission. Together, we are an inclusive and welcoming spiritual community, transforming lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in every person. Excuse me as I play with our new microphones. There we go. So our vision, together, we are a vibrant, loving, prosperous spiritual community. We invite all to be partners in the worldwide expansion of spiritual understanding and consciousness. And our affirmation for this morning, together, God in the midst of me is mighty to heal. I am quickened, strengthened, renewed, and whole. And so it is. I invite our on-duty Unity Prayer chaplains to please stand. These individuals arrive early, they hold sacred space, and they are here to support you with affirmative prayer. Please seek them out if you have a celebration, a joy, a concern. They would consider it a blessing to support you, and you will truly be blessed by the experience. Thank you for your service, and you may be seated. And why don't we remain seated for the opening song? And it's the words are printed in your bulletin, When I Pray.
Good morning. You know, Unity is a positive path for spiritual living, and we do offer practical teachings that help us to live meaningful and healthy and prosperous lives. Unity is also an open and welcoming, inclusive community. Therefore, one of our favorite things to do here each and every Sunday morning is to acknowledge our first-time guests. And as we do this, we remind ourselves that we were first-timers at one time or the other. And today, if you are streaming with us, we certainly welcome you as well, especially if you're the first-timer with us. So today, if you're the first-timer, we'd like the opportunity to acknowledge your presence, to honor your presence here today. We invite you, if you would, just to take your courage in your hand and raise your hand as I raise my hand. We're doing nothing drastic here. I love that hand going up immediately over there. Keep your hands up, please. Keep your hands up, please. Keep your hands up, please. That purple packet that you received tells you a lot about Unity Christ Church. It also has a welcoming CD in that packet. And there's also a pink card in there. And if you choose to fill out any part of that card, turn that into our book desk, then we have a gift for you. The rose is a gift from our congregation so that we can easily recognize you and give you a very personal welcome. All of that's important. And yet, one of the most important things that's said on this platform, if not the most important thing, each and every week is this. And that is, my dear friends, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, wherever that may be, you are welcome here. We welcome you, we bless you, and we behold the living presence of the divine within you. Let's appreciate these wonderful guests. We also enjoy greeting each other. We do that, the handshake, a smile, namaste, a hug. We always ask before we hug. Let's do that right now, okay? So this next song is a new one kind of to our community. And I picked this song, as I said in the first service, I picked this song. It's an old Baptist hymn, so I had to do a lot of work with the words, okay? So, and Laurie just accommodated me, isn't that wonderful? And so it's rather than he healeth me, it's God healeth me. And so, you know, I guess I could have gone he and then she and then it or something like that. But we did God Healeth Me. It's a beautiful song. So we invite you to please stand as we sing this together.
Oh,
sing verse 1 again. God healeth me, oh blessed thought, oh words with heavy comfort fraught. Whate'er I do, whate'er I need, still 'tis God's love that healeth me.
We now move deeper into spirit with the reading of the daily word and the singing of Surely the Presence. As the usher brings down the prayer box, you are invited to mentally add your prayers to the box. Your prayers are then prayed with by our prayer ministry for 7 days, and then they are forwarded to Silent Unity, where they are prayed with for an additional 30 days. The word for today is faith. We affirm, I am faith-filled and positive as I embrace the day. I have faith in the power and presence of God, the stronghold of my life. If ever I feel lost or confused, I am assured that I am not alone. I have peace and hope for a brighter day to come. I meditate on the divine qualities available through God's wisdom. I have wisdom and understanding, creativity and power, a strong will and a loving heart. I let go of doubt and discouragement and rely on my faith. As I do, I am emboldened with courage and energy. God and I are one, and everything I will ever need is already mine. The blessings I receive from living with faith are beyond measure. Peace, hope, love, as well as health and abundance. The joys are unlimited. And Scripture tells us in Psalms 94:22, but the Lord has become my stronghold and my God, the rock of my refuge. The word for today is faith. Invite you to close your eyes if you feel comfortable and join together in a time of meditation. And as you close your eyes, turn within and allow your body to relax. To relax into the seat that is supporting you. Allow yourself to surrender to an awareness of the flow of spirit moving in and through every cell in your body, every part of your being, right now. Go to your quiet place. And in this quiet place, take a few deep breaths. And each time you exhale, let go. Feel only the presence of God within you right now. If you find yourself becoming anxious or distracted, let it go. Just let it go. Bring your thoughts back to this one presence and one power, to the presence of God within you. Breathe it in. And breathe it out. Allowing this cycle of the breath to move you even deeper. Opening your heart and mind to the eternal flow moving through you with every breath. This life energy fills and renews you. Breathe it in. Breathe it out. And in this place of peace, I invite you to allow these words to be your words. It is not I, but the Christ within, who does the work. For I am made in the image and likeness of God. Wholeness is my true nature. I have faith in the strengthening, revitalizing power of the Christ within. And I enthusiastically release any obstacles or obstructions blocking the flow of Spirit moving through me. In faith, I claim health and wholeness, mind, body, and spirit. As I enthusiastically accept the healing that is mine in a time of silent prayer. As we come back together in conscious awareness to this moment, to this gathering, we know and affirm that wherever we are, the light of God shines before us, making our way safe and secure. And we send this healing love into the world to do God's work wherever it may be needed. For this opportunity to truly be the heart, the hands of God, as we join together on this spiritual journey, we are grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Amen. I am light.
not the things my family did. I am not the voices in my head. I am not the pieces of the brokenness inside. Because I am light. You can sing along if you want to. I am light, I am light. Or you can just whisper the words. I am light, I am light. You can sing a little harmony. The mistakes that I have made, or any of the things that caused me pain. I am not the pieces of the dream I left behind one day, because I am alive. The color of my eyes. I am not the skin on the outside. I am not my age. I'm not my race. My soul inside. Oh, my soul inside is all I am. I am a light. I am a light. Everybody, I am a light. I am a light. We all are one, lighting up the world in light. I am a light. Hey, yes, you are. I am a light. I am. Oh, yeah. I am divinity defined. I'm a star, a piece of it. All I am is light. I am light. I'm so happy that we say one more time. Come on, come on, come on. I am light.
Light, I am light.
Yeah.
I am light, I am light.
Oh, I like to hear you sing with me. We'll do it another time. I am light. Sing it again.
At some level, we know we're light, do we not? Even without singing that song, how many of you rush around the house like I do and open the blinds? You know, it's like you want to be with the light. You want to experience that light in your life. It's so good to be back with you today. Last week, as you many of you know, I was in Oak Park, Illinois, and I was celebrating my good friend, my mentor, the minister to ministers, Reverend Richard Billings' 90th birthday. And it's just so obvious to me that I want to be like him when I grow up. You know, he is still showing up at church and still doing spiritual counseling and still active and just doing wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And it was great to be in their services. It was like having a third of a day off. They only do two services. So it was like having a third of a day off. It was wonderful. And I was well received, and I brought beautiful blessings from you. And it's so good to be home. It's so good to be back in my own kitchen where I know where the forks and the spoons are, you know? And I come back with not only a deep appreciation for Oak Park and their wonderful, beautiful spiritual community, but also a deep, deep appreciation for our community and this beautiful music program we have here, outstanding people that I am blessed to be in service with and to grow spiritually with. So it's great to be back home. I want to also just share with you that, you know, I just put it out there. Someone said, came in through the line after the first services, repeatedly said, "Are you well, Reverend Pat?" They've had some conversation around the church around you're not being well. And I said, "Because I've released 43 pounds this year, you know, that's really great." And so I want to put that out there that I've started since January, and it just didn't happen last week. It's been just showing up recently, you know. And so I am well. I have my annual checkup and all this. Sometimes you may question my well-being, but I'm well, okay. So I'm well, and that's a good thing. But this past week when I was at the gym, Eddie and I choose not to have a television in our home. We have by choice, and we choose to get most of our news through email, and when I'm at the gym, occasionally I'll plug in that thing that goes in your ears to the bike, and I'll listen. And this past week, I did. I listened to the news, and I listened to, you know, Good Morning America, and my heart was heavy. My heart was heavy because of the news out there. What's going on in our world is just amazing. I just went, oh my gosh. How much more? And so I have to remind myself that right in the midst of all of this, that God is present. I have to remind myself again that we are to be people in the world, but not of the world. So that when I look out here and I see the news, as I did the other morning, and it just seemed to go from bouncing back to back, what was going on, my thought to myself, okay, this is what I teach and what I believe. That we, my dear friends, we are to be aware of the facts. We are to be aware of it, and then we are to know the truth. And that truth is beyond the facts. That truth beyond the facts is to see, even when war is present and countries are in a mess, that underneath all of that, there is peace. And when we see the other devastation in our world, then we are called as truth students to hold that high watch and to know that God is right in the midst of it. And I got to tell you, after watching that newscast, it was not easy to do. And so my invitation to you is not to ignore the news. Be up to date with the news. But by all means, don't dwell on the news. Don't dwell on it. That's not the lesson today, but this is maybe the lesson, okay? And so this morning I was really pulled, early in the morning, about 5 o'clock, I was really pulled to go to Silent Unity Prayers and to pull together some prayers for world peace. And I want you this morning to know with me that there's peace in the world. And so I want you to go with me to prayer right now, and let's hold this consciousness of world peace. And I thank Silent Unity, our worldwide ministries, for this beautiful prayer. So just go to that place in your heart where you know and you feel God's love this morning. We pray with and for our world leaders today. And know that through the divine mind, they are unified in thought, purpose, and understanding for the good of all humanity. We affirm and we decree a permanent peace, uniting all nations of the earth in a league of justice and righteousness, in which the life and liberty and the love of the divine, by whatever name, shall be paramount. And today, we pray with our president and our country's leaders, affirming that they are indeed guided by divine love and infinite wisdom. We pray this prayer from a consciousness of love and a consciousness of God. And we recommit ourselves to helping to create a world of peace and love by our thoughts and our words and our actions. And we say, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. So when we see this news, our job, my friends, our job is to bless it. To bless and to know that there's good that's present in it. And to hold that good and to hold the possibilities of good that's coming from that. This is practical spirituality. And that's what we can do. And we begin first with our thoughts, then our words and our actions. The lesson today is on, we're continuing this wonderful series, and many of you might have picked up the booklet that Reverend Patty referred to, Empowering Prayers for Everyday Life. And the service today is around prayers for healing, and this is one of the beautiful prayers that's in this booklet. I am in the flow of life, infused with God's restoring energy, free of any stress, strain, or worry. And I claim perfect health and wholeness. I deny any health condition or diagnosis having power over me. I know the truth of my being, that I am made in the image and the likeness of God, and my body has an innate capacity to heal. The miracle of life works its wonders in me, and I am grateful. If you're experiencing a health challenge today, I invite you to use this booklet and to use these prayers in your meditation time, in your prayer time. The number one request from Silent Unity, our worldwide ministry, prayer ministry, is for healing prayers. Not only that was the number one miracle that Jesus, our teacher, performed as well, was miracles of healing. Not only did Jesus emphasize the kingdom of God within, but he also emphasized that wholeness is our nature, and all things are possible to him that believeth. Your faith has made you whole. Many times people will come to me and say, well, how is unity related to Christian scientists? And many of you may be former Christian scientists or Christian scientists. As you know, Christian scientists is under the umbrella of New Thought. New Thought. And one of the things that I say that is somewhat different, I mean, that's different for most Unity churches, is that we emphasize healing in many different aspects. You know, there's some Christian scientists that I know that do not go to a Western doctor or do not go to any type of doctor. And they ask me what my belief is about that. And I said, it's not important about my belief, about their belief. What's important is my belief. And when someone says, what do you do, Reverend Pat, when you are told that you are ill or you don't feel good and you feel that you need to take care of it, one of the first things I do is get on my hands and knees and thank Unity Christ Church for insurance that they have on me. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? Thank you, God. They pay for it. And thank you. But I believe, my dear friends, that one of the first things we are to do when we experience a health challenge is we have one decision to make. And that decision is not whether what we're going to do. That decision is if we're going to go without or we're going to go within. And our job is first and foremost to go within. To go within. We teach, we believe that we go to spirit first and then to humankind. As spirit directs. You've seen the bumper stickers. When all else fails, pray. Well, isn't that ridiculous? Pray first. Go first to the spirit of God within. You know, when I was, we plan our lessons, believe it or not, proper prior planning. We plan them several months in advance. We have to in order to get the music, get everything together. And so I was excited when I put this lesson down that it was going to be on prayer and healing. And as it got closer and closer, I had a lot of mixed feelings. Not that I wasn't excited about sharing my truth that I understand about healing, but when I prepare a lesson, I think of you. I think of you. You're in my heart. And I ask Spirit to reveal to me what needs to be said so that I can be healed and also to assist in your spiritual healing as well. So as I got closer and closer to this lesson, I got a little nervous because I realized that I have walked this path with you now for several years. And for many of you, I have walked this path and you or your loved one, you've experienced health challenges. And as I've walked this path with you and this loved one, perhaps for some, this loved one did not necessarily find that cure and made that transition to the other side. And for some of you that I have visited in ICU and other places, I have seen that healing take place. That healing take place. And I would love to be able to tell you this morning that I know why some are physically healed and others are not. And my answer to you is, from the bottom of my heart, is that I don't know. And I don't know is a complete answer. I don't know. And yet it is so important for me to acknowledge that I believe that in front of our, especially our dear ones that have had lost loved ones this year to that other side, that thin gray veil that separates us, we're all together one in God's house of life. It's so important for me to acknowledge that in my belief system, I believe that when someone transitions, that they too have found wholeness and healing. There is a huge difference between healing and curing. And we get the difference. We know that we have all been with people that have made their transition, that have gone on, that have been totally 100% healed. And they have made that transition into the next expression of being. I believe that with all my heart. And what I choose to believe is that that soul, that body that houses that soul, that soul's work is complete in this expression of life. Regardless of whether it's 6 hours, 6 weeks, 6 months, 60 years, or 160 years, or 600 years. The soul's work is complete. And it has laid the body down in order to continue its work somewhere else. So I just want to say that it's important for me to acknowledge to you that I don't know the answer on why some chooses to lay the body down at a conscious or subconscious level, and others do not. I do believe that we have a part, a role to play in our healing. And I also believe that at times when we're experiencing a healing challenge, that we can use these beautiful metaphysical principles to beat the heck out of us. I have had people share with me, I am not feeling well, therefore I have not been to church. Not because they didn't feel well enough to come to church, because they felt that they needed to be demonstrating complete wholeness and wellness in order to be here. Is that not ridiculous?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I know that when I am feeling less than whole, emotionally, mentally, physically, this is the place I need to be. This is the place I need to be. A place where laughter is welcomed. A place where tears are welcome. Just tears is welcome just as much as laughter. I want to be surrounded by those people that love me, regardless of whether or not I have done what I feel that I need to do or not with my own healing process. Charles Fillmore, co-founder of our Unity Movement, taught something called regeneration. And this is what he calls regeneration to be. Regeneration is a change in which abundant spiritual life, even eternal life, is incorporated into the body The transformation that takes place through bringing all the forces of mind and body to the support of the Christ ideal. The unification of spirit, soul, and body in spiritual oneness. I love this. The transformation that takes place through bringing all the forces of mind and body to the support of the Christ ideal. We have also something to do with our healing. We have work to do. Regeneration begins its work in the conscious mind and completes it in the subconsciousness. That's right. We, my dear friends, if we want a different life, if we want to experience something different in our life, we have to change our consciousness. Here we go again, Reverend Pat preaching about changing consciousness. We do. We cannot have the same thoughts, the same ideas, the same everything, keep pouring it back into the same mold every day and expect different results. I think there's a program that says something to this effect. Doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting something different is the definition of insanity. And yet, how many of us are sometimes insane? We still do it. Says, oh, this rang true for more people than me. Generation begins its work in the conscious mind and completes it in the subconscious. If we are going to change our conscious mind, if we are going to change our subconscious mind, pardon me, we must begin with our conscious mind. That is the only place that we can do the work. The first step is the cleansing of denial in which all error thoughts are renounced. Does that sound familiar here? Cleansing or denial in which all error thoughts are renounced. Our error thoughts is another word that we use in metaphysics for the word of sin. Cleanse it, release it, let it go. This includes forgiveness for sins committed and a general cleansing of the whole consciousness. After the way has been prepared, the second step takes place. See, there's something for us to do. And then the second step takes place. This is the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I don't know about you, but there's been times in my life when I have wanted to pray for healing, when I've wanted to pray for something, walk away and continue the same insane behavior and expect it to be done. God can do no more for me than God can do through me. And God works through my consciousness and God works through your consciousness. That's the only place God can work. It's through your consciousness and my consciousness. So our cells are supposedly renewed every, some cases, every 3 weeks. I'm sure there's doctors out there that know this more than I do. But our whole body is regenerated with the cells. And you say, well, if that's the case, then why aren't they? I'll take the regeneration and be whole. Why does it keep showing up? Because we have not changed our consciousness for it to show up in a different way. One of the ways that we change our mental attitude is by prayer. Prayer in unity is affirmative prayer. There's a reason we use that, not because it sounds sweet necessarily. It does. But it sounds because this is the way it is. We affirm the truth. We know the truth. And when we cannot know it for ourselves, we grab a prayer chaplain. And when we cannot know healing for ourselves, we go to that healing ministry as well and let them assist us in knowing the truth about our wholeness in our body. We have some healers today that will be present following today's service to just experience our healing ministry. What a powerful, powerful ministry that is in addition to our prayer ministry. I think often we have to ask the question, do I want to be healed? So do you want to be healed? There's a few of you that do. And you say, well, Reverend Pat, of course. How dumb can that be? Of course I want to be healed. Will I hang out with some good company? Jesus asked the same question. Do you want to be healed? You remember he was coming back into Jerusalem, and there by the Sheep's Gate, the Pool of Bethesda, there where people, the story is that if you could get into the pool before the ripples of the waters, you would be healed. And a man was lying on his pallet, on this pallet, and Jesus came up and he says, do you want to be healed? And he says, of course, but I cannot get to the pool. I cannot get to the pool. There's others that get to there first because I am lame. There's others that get there first, and I can't get there. The man had been there 38 years. Jesus says, take up your pallet and walk. We have to genuinely ask ourselves, do we want to be healed spiritually, mentally, emotionally? And I know for me, for a long time, I didn't care about being healing. About being healed, I was having a great time. You know, I had to hit rock bottom and before I wanted to be healed. I had to hit that place where there was no other place to go. And it was only then that I could begin that healing process, that emotional healing process that manifested into health and to wholeness. And yet, we must do our part in the healing. So after prayer, what? As Reverend Patty spoke to last week, the great amen. The great amen. After we pray, what? We pray. And we let go. And yet, at the same time, there is something for us to do, and that is for us to open ourselves as a vessel for this healing energy. There are indeed many techniques for healing. I haven't always been open to that, I must tell you. I have not always been open to the many techniques of healing. And yet, Jafala's in their wonderful book, The Quest, says this in a chapter on healing. They write, there are scores of techniques for healing, some new, some old. There's probably some validity to all of them. And each has its own roster of people who have been healed by following it. It used to puzzle us, the authors, how so many very diverse methods could each bring about a cure for the same malady. Upon deeper investigation, we realized that all techniques have one thing in common. They bring about a shift in the awareness in the person. A change in belief patterns takes place on the most basic level of existence. The very core of that person is outfitted with a new pattern, a new mold in which new life is poured. The old, outworn pattern is simply not reused. Its subscription, so to speak, has run out, and it will not be renewed. It is replaced with something else. And I can remember, especially even after coming into ministry, I can remember being somewhat critical of some of the techniques that was being used for healing. I don't know whether I've just gotten older and wiser or just ozer, I don't know what, but I'm open to it. I'm open to the various techniques of healing. And we're open to it because ultimately whatever it takes for us to have that shift in consciousness for healing to take place is absolutely necessary. Regardless of whether it's a doctor that I go, who I like most of the time, the doctor that I go to, or regardless of whether it's a healer, I use it all. I use it all. Let me just share with you some of the things that I have used in my healing journey. Not that I'm the beginning and the end of healing, I can assure you. I experience some of the same stuff you do. In fact, Larry Dossey, in his book, Healing Words, talks about how spiritual teachers often, I'm not going to affirm that for myself, spiritual teachers often experience the most agonizing transitions. If you think back on that for a moment, he says, why? I don't know. You don't have to go far to look at that. Look at the disciples, the deaths that they endured, the agonizing transitions that they experienced. But I believe these are some of the techniques that I have used. I pray for healing, and yet I'm selective about who I ask to pray for me for healing. It's important that I pray from a consciousness of God. And it's important that when I ask someone to pray for me, that I know that they will continue to see me whole and well and free. If they will not see me worried, they will not worry, because as I often say, if you're going to worry, don't pray. If you're going to pray, don't worry. Pray, and then see me whole and well. And then I go to the doctor. I go to the doctor, of course, after going to God within and asking what to do, but I go to my doctor that I like most of the time. And I go in, and I give thanks for my doctor. I bless my doctor. I bless the greatest and latest technology. I bless the advancement in medicine. I bless the equipment. You might have heard me tell this story. When I go to the dentist, I get there early. I have a dentist over here. I get there early, not mine, but I get there early, and I bless the equipment. I give thanks for the equipment and the technology of that equipment. And thank you, God, that this was not the 1800s while I was going through medical care. I give thanks for it and bless it. Oh, my goodness, I do. I do. And then visualization is important to me because, you see, the demonstrations that we want to experience in our life, there's two things for us to look at. That is imagination, which is nothing but visualization, imagination and belief. And we have that imagination and belief and faith bound together, then I believe things are demonstrated in our life. Let me share quickly. Oh, my goodness, quickly again. I don't know what quickly is lately, but quickly. If you walk in my office right now, you will find a picture taped to the frame of Jesus. It's not feng shui, I can assure you. Taped to the frame of Jesus. And is a picture of a healthy spine. About 2 years ago, I went to the doctor and they told me I had some disc in my lower back and that I might need surgery on that. Well, I didn't like that. I didn't like that. And I went to physical therapy and I'd continue to do physical therapy. And then every time I'd go to the doctor, they'd take out these pictures of my spine. And then finally I went, duh, I don't need to see an unhealthy spine. I need to see a healthy spine. A la the picture, the spine above my desk. The spine on my shaving mirror that I see each and every day. Now, I don't know if that, I don't think it hurt. Do you know where I'm coming from? But I can truly say that I have been pain-free from my spine for over a year. And I give thanks for that. Did I go to the doctor? You betcha. Did I go to physical therapy? You betcha. Did I pray? You betcha. Did I use visualization? You betcha. I did all of that. Also, it's important for me to use our healers here as well. It's important for me to use meditation in my healing process. Guided meditation is often important for me. Our healing ministry, our prayer chaplain ministry, I use affirmative prayer. And then I also will get to that point and I'll say, okay, God, reveal to me what I'm holding on to here. What do I need to let go of in my life? What am I refusing to let go of? Who do I need to forgive? And more often than not, it's who I need to forgive is myself for treating my body the way I've treated my body. Myrtle Fillmore, co-founder of our movement, she was clear as a bell. She says that we have to appreciate our body and thank our body. Everybody loves to be praised. And she writes in her book, How to Let God Help You, she writes this in a beautiful way. She says, sometimes the soul gets so anxious about what it wishes to do that it tends to neglect the body. I think sometimes she should write this. Sometimes the soul gets so anxious about being a compulsive workaholic that it neglects the body. This is not fair to the body, nor to those who must take care of the body when neglected. Your first duty then is to bless your body. Get your thoughts right down into it and praise its wonderful work. Learn what it needs and arrange for supplying those needs. My good friend Richard, when I was with him in Oak Park, I said, what do you do at 90 years of age to take care of your body? said, I get a massage every week. I take a nap every afternoon. I've gotten in tune with listening to my body. He'll be with us the second Sunday in October. I'm looking forward to him being here to share him with you because he's one of my favorite people. But the body loves to hear the truth about it. You know, the body loves to hear its truth. Recently, Time Magazine had an article on complementary healing, and they talked about massage, how important it was. Research shows that even a single deep tissue massage can help stop the production of stress hormones. Those of us, these are very common things we do here in our community. Yoga improves health. Regardless, even those that are healthy needs to do the downward dog occasionally, whatever that is. I won't ask for a demonstration. Acupuncture, the class this afternoon, is referred to as the workhorse of alternative medicine for joint pain and insomnia. Of course, using herbs as well can help arthritis. Biofield therapies such as spiritual-based treatments such as Qigong, laying on the hands, can also help sufferers feel better. That's our healing ministry as well. One of my newest and my greatest authors around healing, and I give thanks that I believe that science is eventually catching up to new thought. And one of my greatest little new favorite people is Dr. Joe Dispenza. Many of you may be familiar with him. And his latest book, You Are the Placebo. You know, the placebo is what many people take and they get a results from it. And he says that we have a placebo within us. He says, we have a pharmacist within us. I wonder if I could send, never mind, I won't tell my pharmacist that. But we have a pharmacy within us. And he says, that's our brain. But he goes on to say that we are creatures of habit. We think somewhere between 60 to 70 thoughts in one day, and 90% of these thoughts are exactly the same ones we had the day before. We get up on the same side of the bed, go through the same routine in the bathroom, comb our hair the same way, sit in the same chair as we eat the same breakfast and hold our mug in the same hand, drive the same route to the same job and do the same thing we know how to do so well with the same people who push the same emotional buttons every day. And then we hurry up and go home so that we can hurry up and check our email, so that we can hurry up and eat dinner, so that we can hurry up and watch our favorite TV shows, that we can hurry up and brush our teeth in the same bedtime routine, so that we can hurry up and go to bed at the same time, so that we can hurry up and do it all over again, the same thing the next day. If this sounds as though I'm saying that we live a huge part of our lives on autopilot, that's exactly right. Thinking the same thoughts leads us to make the same choices. Making the same choices leads to demonstrating the same behaviors. Demonstrating the same behaviors leads us to create the same experiences. Creating the same experiences leads us to produce the same emotions. And those same emotions then drive the same thoughts. As a result of this conscious or unconscious process, your biology stays the same. Neither your brain nor your body changes at all because you're thinking the same thoughts, performing the same actions, and living by the same emotions, even though you may be secretly hoping your life will change. We want to experience something different. My friends, we have to think something different. We have to behave differently. So, this is your assignment if you choose to accept it this week. First of all, as you leave today and go home, take a different route home. Just say, I'm going to go a different way. Ask yourself this week, do I want to be healed? Do I want to be healed? And then go to God and ask God, what is yours to do? Pray from that consciousness of God. Center yourselves in that consciousness of God. And then ask yourself, am I willing to do my share of the work? Am I willing to co-create with God? Am I willing to bring this changed consciousness into every cell and aspect of my being? And number four, believe that you will be healed. Believe it. Number five, if you choose to accept it, is this Thursday night at 7 p.m. upstairs in the Fillmore Room. I've just gotten a brand new CD meditation by Dr. Dispenza. It's a 56-minute healing meditation. I've listened to it twice. It's fabulous. If it wasn't, I wouldn't be sharing it with you. I'll be listening to that Thursday night at 7 p.m. up in the Fillmore Room. Join me if you're able to do so. You are welcome to do so. I love you, I bless you, and I behold the living presence of the healing power of God moving in and through you. And so it is. Amen.
Today, lead them to conclude that for them life is not the way. But every problem has an answer. Oh, if yours you cannot find, well, now talk it over to God. You're gonna find some peace of mind. When you feel your life's too hard, just go have a talk with God. Alone without a friend, never communicating with the one who lives within. Well, forgetting all about the one who never ever will I let you down. You can talk to God anytime, God's always around. Now when you feel your life's too hard, have a talk with God. Hey, I do it every 5 minutes.
Pray, don't worry. If you worry, don't pray. And have a talk with God. Mm-hmm.
think our music team listens to the lesson, don't you think so? You know, it's amazing. Thank you very much, folks. Thank you. This time we're going to receive our tithes and our gifts and our offerings. And if you feel you've been spiritually fed, we certainly invite you to make a gift to Unity Christ Church. And those that are streaming with us today, we lovingly invite you to make a gift to our church as well. So just take your tithe in your hand, your gift in your hand. If you're giving it with someone, hold it together, for we truly have the power to bless. Blessed to confer that prosperity and good upon ourselves and others. So may we affirm together our church offertory blessing found in your order of service. Together, divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Thank you, God. Amen. So we take a moment and we bless these tithes, we bless these gifts, and we bless these offerings. We bless all these wonderful gifts that were received in the mail this week, those participating in our consistent giving program, our unexpected income program. We bless all of these gifts and we send them forth to fulfill our mission, and that is to truly transform lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in each and every person. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Don't forget that we have prayer chaplains here today. We also have healers in our garden court as well. And this afternoon at 1:30, Dr. Lara Caldwell, who's been very supportive of me in many ways with my health, is going to be giving a class at 1:30 upstairs in the Fillmore Room. Thursday night, 7 p.m., the meditation from Joe Dispenza will also be presented. Let's stand and let's bring our children in, okay?
Just a quick invitation to you. The Unity Teens will be in Friendship Hall. We had a wonderful event yesterday with our teens, and our coffee sale that's happening in Friendship Hall makes that all possible. And then just a quick shout out to all the people. There were lots and lots of people that made our Challenge Team Building Day happen yesterday. It was an incredible event. Both young and old loved it. Thanks for making it possible.
Thank you. Thank you, Nancy. Also, we have been invited as a spiritual community to do a shout out. If you look at your program under the World Day in Prayer shout out, This World Day of Prayer shout-out will be featured on Unity, Silent Unity's website as a shout-out. We're one of the churches that's been selected to do this. Aren't we blessed? And so if we're going to shout this, look, we're going to practice first looking at me, okay? And we're going to shout it, okay? And so the shout-out is, we are the light of the world. Let your light shine. We are the light of the world. Let your light shine. Let's shout it next. Shout. We are the light of the world. Let your light shine. That was fabulous. Now, if you'll look, just turn in your seats. And if you want to move so you can see it, the camera is right up here. The camera on this wall to my left. We are going to record this. We've got technical. Which one are we using? I'm sorry, this one here. Just turn around in your seat. Okay. So when we do this, we're going to throw our arms up like we love each other, okay? So we are the light of the world. Let your light shine together. Oh, squeeze in. Is that it? Okay, come on over. Oh, I love our people that are streaming with us, don't you? Oh, I love it. Come on over. If you guys want to come and just stand with us on the platform? You can't see from over there. Okay, we're going to try it one more time. One, two, three. We are the light of the world. Let your light shine. Well, let's do it again. One more time. Let's do it again. Just in case Jay needs some more footage, so one more time. Together, we are the light of the world. Let your light shine. Whoa! Okay. You guys make me so happy. It's the little things in life. Let us know together our prayer for protection and our peace song. Together we know that the light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. And the presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are,
God is.
And all is well.